All right. LA is heaven, 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 heaven. Have you ever been to heaven? Ever seen the gates? Long been down. Okay, shout out to Lustig. Looks like they finally opened. Cool. So Erkim, chief correspondent from Portland Live from LA. LA, LA, LA. So, funny facts. Am I the only person I know who actually loves being, who loves living in LA, who's actually lives in LA? Probably, right? So, some secret thoughts. First, Erkim cashmere cape, 100% cashmere. It's so beautiful. Look at that. Softest of soft. Linen, these Uniqlo ultra ultra warm heat techs, Vibram 5 finger, Alex Malls, these are actually really good. So so I was actually randomly thinking, and people are like, how are they comfortable? Yeah, these literally only pair of things I wear. Yeah, and it looks like finally the ting gigabit internet thingy is getting installed for me, so we should get some more high def stuff soon. Okay, anyways. Oh yeah, it's so beautiful, guys. Look, what does it mean? So beautiful. Yeah, so just some thoughts on heaven, right? So I mean, I think LA is the closest thing we got on planet Earth to heaven. It's funny because I was in the Baldwin Hills State Recreation Park, right? And there's this like little time capsule historic thingy, and it's like, oh, back in the day, LA was seen as like little kind of like little mini paradise, right? Like we all came here to, you know, it's like you could get like 3 years of drinking water for only 3 cents or something like that, right? And like living in LA is the future. And you know, oh man, I love this. It's like my ideal house is still like some sort of glass cube. Yeah, it looks like this office is a Hathaway dwindle. Turn up to open door. Thank you for the pro tip. Yeah, nice office buildings. What are they even doing here? Like, let me figure this out. Don't worry, guys, I'm figuring this out for us, right? Seven brides for seven wives. Maybe the goal should be to, right? But anyways, now that Erkim is a crypto millionaire, soon to be billionaire, what next? What next? Actually, I had this vision. So we're at the, oh yeah, look, even sounds like into flowers now too. So beautiful, so beautiful. Yeah. So we're at the Will Rogers State Park. There's a place called Inspiration Point. You gotta go. It's probably like one of the most beautiful things of all time. And man, like so many nice things to look at. Right? And so like on top of the overview was Sen, Cindy's mom, me. And I had this vision, one Bitcoin will be worth $6 million. I mean, obviously it's not based on any rationality, it's just a vision I had. And it's so funny too, because the notion of a vision, of course it's not based on reality, it's just like following your gut. But then again, if it wasn't for Mr. Steve Jobs, we wouldn't have nothing. This looks like a new one too. Yeah, look at the flowers are in full bloom. Shout out to my mom. Loves flowers. And so, yeah, actually my critique and problem is nowadays, like I call it like the mold people, right? So essentially, look, they're even building some new condos there. Condos, apartments, natural light. Sons of the Desert, something about the desert. Need to go back to Joshua Tree. So print out some Bitcoin stickers. There's a little piece of styrofoam. House me out of styrofoam. Son would love this. Look at this. I'm creating like kind of this interpretive art look. Focus on the backgrounds. Alright. Let's wait for a car to pass by. What does it mean? On this. And then actually another thing that people don't understand is I think the best way to just approach life and everything is it's kind of like a kid, like just treat it like play. And I still think, yeah, videos, media is the future. Even like anything with moving pictures, audio is kind of a good thing. Oh, I also learned the other day what these means. These are like gas lines. They use this to print gas. Shout out to the Apple team. So yeah, now they're building whatever, right? So, looks like the new path is towards world domination. How does one dominate the world? First is just get your ass outside. Oh yeah, anyway, so this is like kind of my Matrix analogy, is that so many of us, we're just kind of stuck indoors all day, and indoor thinking is bad. The more you think indoors, the more you think like the mole pupils. And I was thinking about it, it's like, I mean, honestly, like, okay, so, I mean, I don't know, right? So, certainly there's a sociological aspect to this thing and a philosophical aspect to this thing, right? So it's like, I had a random thought, right? It's like, is it that men prefer to be outdoors and women prefer to be indoors? Yeah. I mean, because certainly there are some men who prefer to be indoors and outdoors and stuff like that. So, I mean, so let's just say, you know, I'm going to be PC, right? So let's just say it's sociological, right? But in fact, I'll take it further and I'll say, modernity. Okay. Apple team, fix the broken pixels. I notice. Actually, it kind of looks cool though, right? Just like the little pixel there, right? I'm going to update these images, vitrines projects. And also, yeah, modernity is all about preferring the indoors than the outdoors, right? And, like, even people in LA, it's like, okay, guys, you're living in a paradise. Why do you want to be indoors all day? It's like, it's so effing nice outside, right? And actually, a sad thing about this, looks like they got rid of the changing LED. It's so sad. Now it's just boring Culver City 10. Soulless. Yeah, I guess it maybe just kept breaking, or, you know, maybe it was distracting people when they're driving, or Apple wants to be more low-key, but, looks like Steve Jobs is dead. Ooh. Today, open house, 3045 Reed Avenue, open 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Yeah, anyways, we did some touring in LA, like, lady texting while driving. Yeah, this is actually a problem, guys. It's like, everyone's just, like, on their phone nowadays. That guy just ran the red. Looks like I caught them on tape. Looks like we vloggers, we the new goats, we got the most powers, right? So anyways, it looks like the best strategy to walking the streets, right? It's just essentially just walk in the direct sun as much as humanly possible. Oh, looks like they opened this up, finally. Yeah, to just let people know that there's actually a restaurant here. Prima Donna, a little, oh, that's pretty nice. Good idea, good idea. It's so funny, the irony is, it looks like the best design is just to open it up. Yeah, it looks like a nice right? Oh yeah, oh, I effing love LA. LA's the best, the best. Okay, do you remember these as a kid too? You could peel these off and then these could be little aloe thingies. Yeah, so I think, yeah, it's okay, look at this. This is a problem. Prima Donna, you know, that's Prima Donna. Look, they haven't updated the, it still says Edda. Okay, so, pro tip guys, when you guys build this kind of things, don't put these things in the things, because they might or might not stop paying the rent. All the insider knowledge is become the insider. Oh yeah. Okay, so anyways, my personal bets. Oh yeah, love the sun, love the sun. So personal bets is, it's kind of a nice thing, right? This is the sun comes from there, right? And then there's a huge strip of sunset that goes all the way down this way. So we could just walk down this way and talk. Careful while you're blogging and vlogging and walking, you might get run over. Yeah, I think the future's gonna be media. My personal hot take is, look, even HBO Max, Warner Brothers, it's like some new in there, right? And it looks like we have an insatiable appetite for media. So like on the iPad, right? I always troll that app store and look at the top stuff, right? The top five is all media streaming things. What, like Disney Plus, the Hulu, Netflix, blah, blah. And also I just found out the other day, apparently Walt Disney Company owns Hulu. Interesting, right? And that new Shogun series, that kind of scrubbed him. Kind of what it is, right? My personal thought is, like, the reason why I don't trust a lot of these new shows or series that just come out on these new streaming platforms is that it looks like what they're trying to do is they're trying to create the kind of like stuff that entices people to subscribe to the service, but actually it might not be super nice or legit or whatevs. That's that big red building there is the Warner Brothers. Which is parkour. Yeah. Real men do the parkour. So this is actually a fun fact. This is actually all Warner Brothers Discovery, which owns HBO, HBO Max, stuff like that. And so they used to say that this place is like the heart of Screenland. Culver Cities, yeah, essentially Culver Cities is now officially the new media capital of the world, possibly, right? Kind of like this little flowers. Yeah, people gotta do some street vlogging. Street vloggers shall take over the world. How to become a street vlogger with Erkin. Alright, yeah, I'm always just kind of curious about the direction of the sun. It's call me the sun finder. Anyways, so continuing our thoughts. So media is the future, stuff like that. The psychology of money and stuff like that, right? So anyways, funny, after seeing the crypto numbers boom, Bitcoin blossoming, blah, blah, blahs. Does money change people? Not really, like, it still seems that I have this weird bias where, like, even though I could afford a quadrillion of everything now, right? Things actually become less appealing. So, first thought is, it don't matter how rich you are. Everyone wants to feel like they're getting a good deal or feel like they're not getting ripped off. And the notion of value is kind of an interesting one, because it's kind of like, I think it's kind of deep seated in our own personal psychology, or like how you're raised and stuff like that. So even paying certain amount of money for certain things and services, whatever's, it just kind of seems ridiculous unless you kind of reframe things, right? But ultimately, money is associated with what we really value, right? So some people want to buy a house and a property, whatever, right? So the dream of every single American dream millennial, right, is like, I want to buy a house, but not a condo, because a condo is not a real house. Or I guess you could buy a condo, but then everyone who buys a condo is secretly wishing that they bought a house. But the funny thing is, all the rich, successful, older people that I know, if done the house thing, they eventually settle down and just buy a condo, right? So condos are interesting because eventually you have somewhere to live and you're not going to get kicked out. But you own a $1.5 million house, $2.5 million house. The property taxes on this, guys, is like $1,500 to $2,000 to $2,500 a month. And I'm like, that's like almost half rent, full rent. So why would you pay? And then the problem with property taxes is property taxes essentially, you know, lost money. You ain't finna never see that money, and it doesn't directly go to you, right? So as a consequence, it becomes interesting because apparently this is also turning into a AT&T headquarters, this Howard Industries place. Yeah. Interesting. Got some good light here. Some nice light here too. Yeah, and I also think the reason why I consider LA heaven is, yeah, actually, compared to other people's, I think I'm actually very, very sensitive to the light, which means I need maximum light exposure, maximum light to feel maximum hyped up, right? And now at this point in my life, the only thing I want is more power, more energy, more chutzpah for things. So, yeah, just making your strong cup of coffee the night before, downing it, you know, pound a few shots, and then hit the streets. Another thing that people don't seem to understand too is, like, some people, like, they think that they have to sit down and read books or listen to podcasts in order to start thinking. Actually, my personal thought is the best way to start thinking is just to start walking. Even our best friend Nietzsche was like, trust no thought that doesn't come to you while walking. And the reason why this is so critical is also, once again, modernity is anti-walking. It's like walking is not seen as the fish is like, why not run or jog instead? So the whole, all these people who aren't running, it's like the most ridiculous thing of all time. It's you got two options. One, either walk or sprint like you're gonna be eaten by a hyena or a cheetah, right? Or a lion. Or better yet, sprint like you're the lion trying to kill the gazelle. But beyond that too, the notion of running is kind of a bad one. Yeah, and also bicycling, biking is fun, but people shouldn't treat it like exercise either. Exercise, it's all weird. But anyways, anything that gets your ass outside, I'm like, yeah, F it, you're running, whatever, right? But yeah, okay, so I think the reason why media is the Archimedes lever is that essentially with media, anything and everything is possible. It's to quickly move, to quickly upload, to quickly publish, to quickly ship things is a positively good one. Looks like somebody had a funeral party here the other day. Weird. And I don't know, I think people first, they just kind of misconstrue physiology. Like, we just think that we're robots. And so as a consequence, yeah, everyone lacks criticality when it comes to just basic human physiology, right? So people are like, oh, I don't need the sun, I'm just gonna pop some vitamin D tablet. I'm like, you guys are stupid. Like, people think that it's vitamin D which fights off the whatevs, right? My thought is, it's actually the natural light and being in the sun, which is like some more hidden biological process in our body which enlivens us. And then as a consequence, on top of a myriad of hormonal cocktails, vitamin D is also one of the things that's produced, right? So then people make this misjudged notion. They're like, oh, it is precisely vitamin D which makes us, you know, healthy and feel good and stuff like that, right? But no. It's the sun itself. So now that there's this war on UV, everyone's like, oh, you're gonna get skin cancer or whatever. And I'm like, man, I'd rather get skin cancer and be happy in the sun than to, and then, I mean, honestly, just you screwed about getting the skin cancer, just put on some sunblock, right? The other pro tip, don't buy no German car, no loser Audi. It's just a Volkswagen with a body kit. And that, in fact, if one wants like a German design, just get what, the Volkswagen Arterion or something like that. Yeah, don't get anything. And actually, it's fine too, because better to buy a beater 2010 Prius matte black, wrap it yourself, than to buy a loser Lamborghini. I think it's so funny too, because any and every single person I've actually real life seen driving a Lamborghini pop out, I'm like, either they're fat old people with huge guts, or just kind of these like skinny anemic loser looking types. I've been seeing more Cybertrucks on the road, man. Cybertrucks, I'm like, if there's only one other car you get, it's gonna be a Cybertruck. It's so angular, so gangster. Like, and it's funny too, because a Cybertruck turns more heads than even a loser Lamborghini or a Ferrari, right? And get the Cybertruck. The only problem is, like, where am I gonna park this thing? It's like, parking is the number one critical issue in LA. And also the funny thing too is, eventually, I mean, I guess some people said the Cybertruck is park-a-cookable. What else? We'll figure it out. If you actually want to get a super good car for super cheap, the Toyota Mirai is apparently a good deal. Don't get the loser Porsche Taycan. Apparently, it's also not a good car. People trading at the Toyota dealership. Why'd you trade in? Don't do it. Oh yeah, I love the sun. Oh, and actually, so the other day, I saw a simple gray, was a stealth gray, stealth whatever, Tesla Model 3. It's like, man, it's so beautiful. I love it. Okay. More thoughts. So, some other thoughts. Okay, in this life, we're so short, yoga class, workout, right? People tell you to do this, just be like, smile, nod, you say yeah, and then just completely ignore. Seems, my only regrets in life is when people done told me to do stuff, and yeah, have zero tolerance for other people. Just smile and just kind of do your things yourself, right? actually, for a long time, whenever people give me suggestions, I like to take their suggestion, just try it, because I like it when people do that to me. But so, you know, people say treat other people how you like to be treated, or do as you wish others would respond to how you suggest to them. But I'm starting to think and realize, yeah, maybe that's not a good thought. It's just kind of like give other people suggestions and they don't follow through. It's like, oh, that's cool, right? And so, okay, so another thing. So I have zero interest in being a yoga instructor, right? But if I was a yoga instructor, my thought is everything I just say and do is just a suggestion. And if you don't do what I tell you to do, I'm like, that's cool. But some people get so angry about it. So as a consequence, I'm just treated like I'm teaching myself. So honestly, I think the best way to think about this is, a yoga instructor is just a space holder in which like they give suggestions on what to do, but you don't actually have to follow what they did. And then if someone gives you a smack, then just be like, just smile and be like, come. It's like, that's cute, right? So actually, that's the thought that I had too, is that like, yeah, most people are small and kind of petty. And actually, the funny thing too is that it seems like everyone's trying to control you or something. It's like, it's so funny because people are like, oh, it's women trying to control men. Like, no, but it's like everyone trying to control everybody. It's like everyone's kind of getting on their little podium. Okay, especially when you're in LA, right? Like, everyone wants to be a little mini tyrant, superstar, whatever, right? Everyone's performing. And the fun facts, most people are shorty short shorts, shorty guys. Like, even I was walking from the shade and I saw some loser guy in a Lamborghini, or a Ferrari, I guess, like super short, wearing some like cool button-up shirts. Like, what is it? It's like Topless Wednesday. And then like I walk up super close to him and I'm like 5 feet taller than him. I'm like, what? Is that your loser Lamborghini? It's like, anyone who tries to stunt on me is gonna get a lesson. And actually I think that the reason why I was so annoyed was did this yoga bar class, and then the instructor was like, oh, why don't you use, and then like talking to the air, obviously talking to me, he's like, we should use lighter weights. I'm like, I have like two tens in my hand, I'm like, ignore, right, and just keep going. And then tens, and then give me twos. Oh, I'm afraid you can get hurt. I'm like, I can lift 1,000 pounds. He's like, don't let the munchkins try and talk you down. Yeah, beautiful day in Culver. Okay, so yeah, actually, I suppose that's the problem nowadays, is that like our society is hijacked by the munchkins. Okay, so the reason why this is so problematic is that all these skinny fat losers who are essentially stuck in home all day in their mom's basement garage, lacking natural light, muscle mass, you know, height, either they're too short or overfat or whatevs. It's so funny because people love to say the word overweight. It's like, it's not overweight, it's overfat. It's like, because technically you're a football player, you're an NFL football player, 220-pound linebacker with a six-pack, technically use quote-unquote overweight. But if you're at 5% body fat and highly muscular, then that's actually not a good reading. Oh, other fun facts. So, Dorothy, Wizard of Oz. All right, this is the story. Wizard of Oz. Wow, a pair of the magical ruby slippers were sold in 2000 for almost $700,000. Whoa. cult following. Okay. Everyone is just the... Follow the yellow brick road. Yeah, this movie is creepy AF, right? So anyways, the... I think the reason why, City the best. Oh yeah, so anyways, I think the reason why we gotta be kinda careful or don't trust nobody. Oh, Culver City is the best because we have our own police. So sometimes I actually wonder, it's like, what if our life was like an episode of a Sim City or The Sims or Hey, how's it going?
Good to see you.
Hey, hello there. So, follow the Yelp Breaker. Wizard Oz is interesting because the whole time there's this phantasm that it is. And then you think, you know, you just go on and find the yellow brick road to go to Emerald City, which is like kind of the promised land metaphor, right? And eventually you find out this whole thing that's being run is essentially kind of this like smoke and mirrors. It's just like, you know, a small man behind the curtain pretending to be this scary, fearsome person, right? And so that's where I find it super useful to, you know, meet people face to face in the real world, like face to face, nose to nose, right? Yeah, because I think in modern day life, the things that we've failed to do is simple things like make eye contact, stand up straight, chest up, chin to chin, right? And yeah, I think the downside is because we've all turned into the mole people and lack natural things, right? So what's natural? Standing, walking, being out in the elements, even one of the things I'm trying to do with Sen is essentially spend maximum time outdoors in the real world and to wave and say hi and bye to everybody's. And to essentially be a part of a real life society. I suppose the problem and the critique is like that little mini building. I don't know, it's just everyone seems to lack, kind of like this fire hydrant. It'd be a good street photo right there. Everyone seems to lack, I don't know, courage or the culture of making eye contact, smiling, chest up, chin up, and yeah, and actually the problem too, all these parents is like, just keep your kid indoors. It's pretty depressing. Also, Apple, they have the Apple Music Beats. Apparently Nicki Minaj is over in Culver City too. So everything's happening in Culver. So, but okay, so also some things. Okay, so all of us, think what we're all trying to do is we're trying to seek the best, most supreme, optimal. Optimal is not like nerdy improvements. Optimal just means optimus, best. So it's like, once you have the best, is it possible to have a more best, best, best? Not really. Kind of doesn't really make sense. What's better to think and consider instead is, once you have the best, it's funny because, like, even the best is such a, like, this, like, capitalistic American notion. Oh, look, like, walking there, you can see the, it's like, street vlogger in full effect, right? Yeah. My life goal is I'm going to create an army of street vloggers. This is a bunch of weirdos just walking the streets with their cameras, just vlogging their thoughts. Yeah, next spend time outdoors. Oh, and I guess now that I'm stuck in LA for good, time for me to create my own street gym. Yeah, actually, like, I was very critical of JP Morgan Chase, but it looks like they're also getting into Bitcoin and crypto stuff, right? So, still wanna start. I'm like, I'm also thinking too, is like, if I design my own hipster complex, what would it look like? All glass cube, everything. This funny spaceship building. Yeah, I love it, I love it. You know, like, they have Equinox, owned by the Standard related companies. Well, I'm gonna create my own Equinox. Just wanna make it all, make it all. Tweet. So then the question is, what prevents us from doing it all, having it all, making it all? I don't know, I think maybe it's just physiological strength. I think we just gotta sleep better, we just gotta live better. We gotta be better, gotta upload faster, etc. And look it, feel it, live it. Yeah, we just need more media. More media makes the world go round. And if everyone has a Hardloa Corpse City Lounge. Get an army of millennials behind your back. Oh, so anyway, some other things that we continue to do, which is good, is Ghostbusters. Ain't nobody gonna watch a new Ghostbusters movie. Yeah, just maximize your media production. Kind of like, that's gonna be a good street photo right there. Like, like that. Leverage your platforms, move the world.